Okay, so where we were was, and wait a minute, one more thing I have to do. I have to bring up that. Okay, so we were starting to look at subqueries. And subqueries basically are a inner query that gets executed. And then the results from that inner query are used in the executing of the outer query. So I say select drive number from drive, where drive name equals animal home. So I go to the drive table. I look for a drive name of animal home. And when I find it, I get the drive number for that drive name. So now I have the drive number. And then I come back and say, okay, now select everything from donation that has that drive number. Okay? So I go and I get the drive number, and then I say, okay, now select everything from donation that has that drive number. Notice that I'm dealing with two different tables. So we looked at last time the fact that you can combine two tables and take information from both tables. But if you don't really need it for the output, then this is a good way of handling two different tables. Deal with one table in the input, in the sub, and then deal with another table on the outside. You could deal with both of them could deal with one table. But I think the more frequent situation is where you've got two different tables going. Okay? So that produces the output. Okay. And I went through each one individually there. Okay, so the next one I said, okay, and again, the inner query gets executed first. So I say, select the year goal from the donor where the name is like Ash. Well, that's fine if I know there's only one name out there like Ash. Okay, because back here I then say, where year goal is greater than. If I expected more than one return, or I thought there was a possibility there was more than one return, then I should be using a where year goal greater than any, or greater than all, or something like that. But greater than isn't set up to handle just one thing. Okay, I know that there was only one name out there, Ash, so it was just fine. And this is a lousy example, but if you have something where you know there's only one thing that's going to get returned, then it's fine. So then I said, okay, now go to the donor table again and show me this information from the donor table, okay? For everybody that had a year goal, okay, that was whatever the one that was returned with Ash. And it, down here I did that inner query by itself, it returned 50, so now I'm returning everybody greater than 50. Which basically got everybody. So it would have been better if I'd looked for somebody like, but none of the other names were unique, except John Adams, I guess, was. No? Susan Jones was.
But I can put in there, with the where, I can use any and all. So I can say where, and then I can look for any of the ones that were returned, are all the ones that were returned. Okay. Actually, I'm not sure I took a picture of the first one. So I will take that and rotate them. Okay, then the next one is greater than or equal to, and this is looking for an average, so I know it's only going to return one thing. Okay, so select average year goal from donor, that's only going to return one thing. And then I can say, show me the information where the year goal is greater than or equal to the average. So I just want to see everybody that has something greater than the average.
Okay, I should have said in along with any and all. I don't know why. This one says select an ID from donation where con amount is greater than 20. So this is going to clearly, potentially get a lot of IDs. Okay, because I'm taking anybody that gave more than $20. So that's getting me more. So now I'm saying in the outer one, show me the name and the year goal from the donor table where the ID is in that group that was returned. So in any and all, and that's what I should have said. So I'm saying anybody that is in that group that was returned. Okay, this one gets into the having and the grouping. So this one says, select the average year goal for donor. That's simple, it returns a number, whatever the average is. Then I said, okay, now do the outer one, okay? And what we've basically got is a number that got returned as the average is now going to be in the clause up here where I have some of year goal is greater than. So it's going to be up there, basically. So then I'm saying select the state, the contact, and the some year goal from donor. Group by state and contact. So I'm forming groups by state and within state by contact. Okay, so I'm forming groups there. And I am forming the groups by state and contact. And then I said, okay, now once you form the groups, I want to see all the groups that have a sum of year goal that's greater than the average. Okay? So having says, okay, after the groups are formed, now I'm going to keep, eliminate whatever groups. So having is acting on groups. If I put a where clause in here, where eliminates records as I'm forming the groups. Once the groups are formed and I group them, then I say having and I put in the situation where to tell me what groups I want to see. So having the sum year goal greater than whatever got returned from the inner select. Okay. The select SQL makes the big deal about we don't have many instructions, so we're easy to learn. What they kind of leave out of that, again, is how many clauses you can put on this. So I can have the where clause, the group by clause, the having clause. I can have subqueries. There's a whole load of stuff that I can put in to make it work. Okay. And down here, I went through, as I did with all of these, and said, okay, I'm going to resolve that inner and get me the average. So I got the average. And so the outer then says, having the sum year goal greater than the average. Okay, so if I show the resolution of the average, then you can see how it works a little bit better. And then this just keeps going on and on and on. So this one has two subqueries. So I come back here and it says select date first from donor where year goal is greater than 100. Okay? And it will select date first and I will get multiples of that presumably. And then it says, okay, now do a select where you select state from donor where city is Canton. Okay? And then once I've got those two selected, I'm saying give me all this information from donor where date first is in that group of dates that came back to me and state equals the state that matched from Canton. Now, if Canton... If there was more than one state that was going to have Canton in it, then I've got to have that in as well there as opposed to an equal. Okay? But I knew my data, and so I said Canton. But if I Canton, Mass, but there's a Canton, Ohio. So if I was doing it nationally, then I've got to go and state in, because I would potentially get more than one state back here. So I changed that to the in. Okay. Questions? We won't be doing a lot with subqueries in here. And that here I've done the same thing. Select contact from donor where state is Rhode Island. Or, so I've got an or that I'm going to do. But first I select the contact from donor where the state equals Rhode Island. Then I select the contact from donor where the year goal is greater than 100. And then I say, show me everything from donor where the contact is in that group of things that was returned, or the contact is in that group of things that was returned. Questions? There should be some.
From us?
No, you don't count. But from everybody else. No, about half of you have had Oracle, the other half haven't. And I went down and did the two inner selects, and so it returned Susan Jones and Amy Coster, and the other one returned Amy Coster. And so I'm then saying I want it in either of those groups. This one is using the any. I return something from the inner select. And then I say I want where con amount is greater than any of the ones returned. Greater than any of them. So if it's greater than one of them, that's fine. I want it greater than any of them. And I think the next one does all there. Where I say, okay, I now want to do the inner select, get whatever it does, and I want it as greater than all of them. So it has to be greater than the biggest one, essentially, because I want it greater than all of them. Okay, so all means I want it greater than all the ones that were returned, and any means I want it greater than any of the ones that were returned. Yeah.
That kind of confused me as well, any and all.
Right. Well, as I said, all is greater than, I want it bigger than all of them. So if I have a set of numbers, 5, 10, 15, 20, okay, 21 is greater than all of them. Okay? 12 is greater than one of them. So it's greater than any. It's greater than anything in that group. If it's greater than anything in the group, okay.
Get it? All right. So basically, if you have five numbers in a group, if it's all, the number has to be greater than all. So if you have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, it's got to be 26 or higher in order to do something. If it's any, and it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, if you've got 21, it's greater than four of them, so it's going to display.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It'll display for everyone, it's greater.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're okay? No, just wanted to make sure you weren't just being nice to him. Okay, so all of them is looking, it's got to be bigger than all of them. Any means anyone in the group. Okay. Okay, we've kind of run through that as a fundamental thing, and now we're going to go in and start doing this in... inside PHP. So, I'm going to close this down. And I'm going to go back here. And this connect explanation is something that I want to look at. Okay? So the connect explanation.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to set up something that is going to have my password and all the rest of it in it. And I usually set that up as a special little module. Got its own name, and it's a special little module. So here is an example of that. Okay? So I start it out, and I say PHP, and then I make up a name, and I always call it link. This is linking to the database. So I always call it link just because I don't want to confuse myself by having a lot of different names. Then I say MySQLi connect. Okay, up until maybe 5-6 years ago, it was MySQL, and then they upgraded how they did it, and they called it MySQLi. So when I need to connect, this is the information that I have to give it. I have to say MySQL connect, and then I put the local host. Okay. Then I put the username. Then I put the password. And then I optionally put the DB. And we're going to look at this in a minute where I'll show you what you put in local host and username. Optional DB. And the reason it's optional is because, in fact, one of the examples, I use a totally different database, and I tell it that in the main code, and it's fine. It just ignores the fact that I had a different database out here. So this is optional to tell it about the database. Okay, then once I've established this piece of code here, then I can go into the program, and I can say include linkpass.php. That's linkpass.php. So I've set up this little thing that basically has my password and everything in it. And then I say, okay, include that. Okay, and so it goes and includes that when it runs the code. But that means that, for example, I can show you the code without you seeing my password. Okay, because my password is in that separate little area. And my code is right here, and so I can show the code. So I say include, and then I said, okay, MySQLi underscore select underscore DB. That's a command. And it now is saying link, so that means that's where the connection comes in, where it knows how to connect. And then this is the name of the database. And that's the one that wins. If there's a conflict between these two, or if this one doesn't exist up in the link pass, this is the one that's going to be used. Then I say, okay, now I'm going to set up something, and I call it result. So that's another one that I call the name, and I tend to call it result most of the time. So I said, do a query, a MySQL query, again show the link, and now select asterisks from item first. Item first is a table within inventory first. Okay? So I'm saying go in and select asterisks from item first. If it didn't work, it does the or die. And comes back and says invalid query. If it worked, it drops down, and I put out an echo that says link to database, just for the reassurance that it linked. Okay. So that's kind of the setup that you're going to use. And we're going to go and look at one for real.
So you want to go into, if you haven't downloaded Connect One, you want to download that. Or actually, it's First Connect Group. Sorry about that. First Connect Group. Thank you. periodically might be over here, and if that red light goes away, let me know.
Okay.
Because that's...
For another day.
I think it should be getting to the point where the battery's going to decide to leave pretty soon. And hopefully, that's why I have two, is hopefully when one goes, the other doesn't. There's a lot of clicking going on, so I assume you're still downloading the first connect loop. Okay, is that clicking still loud, downloading First Connect Group? Have you got this?
People logging into one SCP.
Huh?
And people logging into one SCP.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you're not starting to play games while it's... Has everybody downloaded it okay? All right. So now, Link Pass is my real one. Link Pass OK is the one that's okay to show you. Okay? So I put local host there. I put username. I put password. Okay, so I have MySQL Connect. I put the word local host there. Then you put in your username and your password. Okay, and then Odai says could not connect, and then the print says connected successfully. Okay. And once you've got this done, especially if you don't put a database in there, once you've got this done, you can use it all the time. Okay, you don't have to do this a second time or a third time. If you want to have it connected to the database specifically, then you do it every time you're using a different database. And since you have two databases, that means you do it twice. But, okay, that is the code that you're going to put up there. Okay, then you go into the connect, and I'm going to look at connect1html.php. Okay, connect1html.php. Okay. And all I did here was I started it out, and I just put in the include. Make sure that was working. I kind of did it step by step. Okay, so the include getting put in there. Then if I look at the second one, okay, I've got more in it. So this is the one you really want to look at. So I said, okay, include linkpass.php, and that's my one that is for real. Then I said, okay, my SQLi select the database. And I want the connection between the link that I'm doing and the database. So I've got the link and the database. And that makes the connection, okay, that it will go and find it. It has gives me the password and the login to be able to go in and get it, basically. Then I said, okay, now I'm going to do a MySQL query. And I'm going to assign the answer to result. So I said, okay, select asterisk from item first. Okay, so that's what I've asked it to select. Then I went in and I have the or die, which is if the query didn't work. Okay, so the or die is what happens if the query doesn't work. So if I change the name of this database and it can't find that, that table, and it can't find that table, then I'm going to get the or die. Okay, and then just for reassurance, I put out an echo that said link to database, which means that I made it through to that point. Okay, so if I go in now, it is CIS 159 S17. What did I say it was? CIS 159 S17. I'm supposed to have those remembered. And whoops, I can make that go away. First connect group and then connect to HTML, okay. Okay, so there it's now coming back and saying that I connected successfully and I linked to the database. Okay? So if I look at the code for this, this is the connect to HTML. Yep. Okay. I had an HTML, HTML thing in here that said tested connection, so that's what it said. Connected successfully came from my link, because I had a message in there that said connected successfully, and then I have linked to database in here. So basically, these two messages are just reassurances, okay, telling me that I connected to the database and that I have now linked to the database. Okay, so go ahead and try doing this and getting this set up. Okay. You need this and you need... Okay, those are the two things you need. Okay, you need to set up the link one, and you need to set up the code. And again, this is the database. This is the table that is within the database. Okay, so you can pick any table that you have within your database, and that can be the table that you use.
The localhost is not in quotes, right?
I think it is, actually. That's terrible. As I said, you do that once and you never do it again. So I'm not remembering, but I think it is within quotes. actually.
And the password.
The password that they sent you. Okay, the password is the password they sent you, huh?
The
MySQL password. No, it's localhost. And as I said, okay, I'm going to go and check. And somebody asked about it being in quotes. So I'm going to turn that off. And then I'm going to go and look. Because I don't trust you. Yeah, it's localhost and it's in quotes. So I was right. Ah, come on. Didn't like me turning it off and on, apparently. There's no way I could have hidden this. Unfortunately, I gotta wait a minute before it lets me turn it back on, apparently. I've done that before and turned it right back on. So you will have to look at your own screens rather than mine for a minute until I can turn that back on. Okay. The green light is on. There it comes. So, is anybody connected? Okay, do you have the right password?
I believe so.
It's the MySQL password?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I could just be doing it wrong.
Okay. No, host save. It's not Bristol. It's host save, local host, rather.
Just local host?
Just local host.
No.
All one word, local host. Link pass. So you want to make sure that LinkPass has MySQLi connect, localhost, username, password, and optional database. So you want to make sure it has that or die. The last two lines are copy and paste, basically. Actually, the whole thing is copy and paste, except that you have to put in your username and your password. And then go down below. Ideally, this database matches with the database up there. As I will show you in an example that I have, it overrides if it doesn't.
The optional DB, that's where we're supposed to put our username with the space and the one.
Yes. But the main place you have to put an optional is there. Whether you put it there or whether you just end after password, doesn't matter. The important place to have the database is here.
Yeah, but that's a table name, right?
That's the database.
Oh, I got the table. All right, now I
the table over there, the database over there.
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
I'm good. Finally worked.
You got it?
Yeah, it worked.
Okay. So this is the database, whatever database you have with the _1 or _2. And then the next one is the table.
This is like the security layer on the server.
Say that again? Well, you can't connect to the database unless you've got those passwords put in and everything like that. So not really, because as I said, the database up there is optional. So you can just skip it, and then it will work for any of your databases. If you put it up there, you've only got two databases, so you can make one link pass 1 and link pass 2 for your two different databases if you want. But the database up there is optional, and if this database does not match with this one wins. So if the database in your link pass doesn't match with the one in your problem or your program, then the one in your program wins. If you are done and got connected, you can go on and look at 4, which lets you work with it.
So I'm successfully connected with the link pass, but
yep.
When I go to the connect to HTML, okay, it gives me errors, and the database is the same.
The database is the same. What about the table? Do you have a table name correctly?
I thought I did.
I mean, the problem usually is the spelling more than anything else. So you're saying MySQLi _select _DB. $ link matches with the $ link up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then inventory first. Then I made up and I called it $ result. And it is equal to MySQLi query. And then you have the $ link, comma, and then you put the select in quotes. How's everybody doing? If you're in and somebody else isn't, go help them.
I want to look at the problem I got.
You got a problem?
Oh, yeah. I have. It says test the connection, but that's all it just keeps saying over and over and over again.
Yeah.
make that go away.
Oh, it's not one. Yeah,
because that's just that. Sooner
or later, it is going to crash. You two are both in?
Neither is silver.
Successfully is the message you were getting?
No, that's the other one.
Alright. So then let's go look at the other one.
Is that
the thing? That's something
that I can't remember. So,
who's that? I know,
that's the thing. So go to the.
Okay. But you don't know. Go to two. What? Okay, that one is simply the person X.
Oh.
I don't know why that would be.
Try
the second one while you do the select.
Okay.
Have you got yours yet?
No, I mean, I'm trying all kinds of things now.
That's scary.
Yeah, I got it to connect successfully with the link pass.
Okay.
And then this is the connect to. So
that's 5,000 errors there.
Yeah, this is the connect to. So what I did was I changed it.
It has to be the name of your database.
Yep, I had that originally. Just like that.
Okay, yep.
And then what I did was.
That has to be a table name.
Yep, and that's first. And I even just to double check, I went to show my table.
Wait a minute, go back there where you were before. No, you did have one, okay.
And then save that. And then I go back and get the name just in case. And I'm going to go ahead and then I get the same address. And then at the bottom says invalid.
Yeah, exactly. You just leave it there.
Not sure why. That's what I was trying
to do. It looks like some. Go back and show me the code again.
Yeah.
And if you missed the MS. MySQLi. There's got to be an I on all of them. And it says something about the fact that it expects to be.
That's the link, okay.
Yeah, let's see.
But it says that it's connected successfully, so I don't know why it's not giving me that database.
Alright. Which one? One of you is working, one of you isn't?
Both of ours both of ours is work, it's just that.
There's a misspell.
Another misspell?
Yeah.
Okay, would you go look at his, because I didn't catch his either. Did you see good at catching misspells?
I mean, that's going to be the main problem here, is a missing parenthesis, a missing quote, a missing comma, a missing, a misspell.
Link pass okay, if, you did, if you're editing hers, it's saved as link pass okay, not link pass.
Yeah.
Now, that include link pass, not RSP, that's
oh, yeah.
The
other
got it. That's the other way you do the link, right?
This is to include this, which means include this code right here.
Yeah.
This is named linkpass.php. And so I'm saying include linkpass.php. So it's making that connection.
It's because
I mean, this could actually have been pasted in here. But if you paste it in there, then you can't show other people your code. Okay? And that doesn't make any sense. So basically, you put and include to include that, which keeps your password secure out there, or not available. Okay, for those of you who've got it working, okay, if you got it working, you can go on to, I believe it's connect4 HTML okay.
Thank you.
It is working now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, no, that's where you are, basically, is, you know.
And a dollar sign beside me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's that's where we are in lots of these kinds of things, because you do something stupid.
At least I take an hour. I've had that happen.
Yes. Okay, in this one now, if you want to add this on, did you get yours is working now?
Yeah.
How about you? Are you working?
Okay,
you can see if his is. You can now go in and add a loop to this. Okay, so I'm saying while, and the row is going to be the name of each individual row. Result was what I got back from the select. Okay? And in this one, I now changed it to simply selecting item number. But I could still use the select asterisk. So I have the select, and now I'm saying while the row, meaning equals result. What this basically does is say while is still a row to process. So this is MySQL fetch row from result. And put the row you fetch into row. And so it's basically going to keep doing this as long as there's still a row. Then within the while, I have my curly braces because it's a C kind of thing. And in it, I'm saying echo, and I put out row, and I put the zero there, which is the name of the first field. That will get me the first field. So row zero gets me the first field. I only extracted one field with the select, but in fact, if I'd left the asterisk there, row zero would get me the same thing because it's getting me the first row. Okay, so try adding this on to your page and see if you can get to see your data. Yours is working on this too?
Yeah, I just copy and paste.
Well, at least then you don't make typos. Copy.
Oh, when I do the homework at home, I force myself to type it in the class.
You just copy. Well, no,
but I mean, I'm serious. You wouldn't have had the dollar sign in the wrong place if you could copy and paste.
Well, it should have been a dollar sign there, period. It was in the name of the file, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
So apparently it didn't like that.
Yes. Okay, so make a loop now. If you want to, you can have down here, you can do the dot is the concatenate. You can concatenate it with a space and then concatenate it with row 1 and row 2 or row 5 or whatever. So you can set up down there to see the data. So where do you stand?
You gotta go and put it.
Yeah.
You should have said that. You're just looking at my documents.
No, I have to make the documents, the thing, and then transfer it over.
No, I thought you were searching my documents for your table.
No.
So if I go to this one, and this is now called Connect for HTML. Okay. So now when I go and look at this, I had 3 records on that particular table, and you can now see the 3 records coming up and showing the item number from those 3 records. Okay. Does everybody get that going all right? If you don't get it going, we can look at it later, Mike, if you're around. Okay, now you can go in and just try some of the others. For A, I don't remember which each of these stands for, but for A... Okay, so 4A has multiple things coming out. And I said, show me row 0, show me row 2, show me row 1, and put concatenated with a single space in there so that I've got better looking output. So now I've got the output from that, because I've got row 0, which is the ID, row 2, which is apparently a price, and row 1, which is the name. Okay, so I've got those 3 things showing up. Okay, so you can go in, and you will run into an error if you pick a number that's past where you have. So if you only have 5 fields, you can't take the number 8. Something like that, because you don't have data for that. Okay, so I went back here to select asterisks so that I had all of the fields available. And I think AA was, I simply took out the concatenate, so that isn't really doing anything. Okay, the other thing to play with on these is, for example, if I come in here on item first and I make it item first A, and then I go and run it, it comes back and tells me I've got invalid query, table doesn't exist. So it told me the invalid query that I have here
and then it went and got the error that was appropriate and gave you the error that was appropriate. Okay? So I put in invalid query, and then I said I want the MySQL query. And so it comes back and tells you that that table doesn't exist. And I've got a where in one of these. Okay. If you keep going down, the table one I think has a where, and the where one has a where, as I believe, yes. Okay, so on this one, I said where item number equals 1212. So this one is called Connect for Table. Okay. Too many A's in there. Okay, so this one connected successfully and printed out the information. The next thing I want to look at is if I had put in here the select and I had put a 6 there, because that's not a valid ID, and I save that. And I run that. It comes back and says problem with query. And this time it didn't give me an error. It just said problem with query. Okay? That's strange. Maybe that error just doesn't pop up. But anyway, if I get that, it follows the if. Because I asked a question and I said, if rows equals 0. Okay, so if it found no rows. When I put a 6 in here, there was no record with an item number of 6. And so it came back and said, problem with query. And because there were no results, it didn't give me that, didn't give me a query there, an error there. So I could have left that pad out with this error. Okay, but if there is an official error, it will give it to you there. But that 6 did not get me an error. I mean, did not get me a record. Okay, so now I'll go back and put the 1 in, which is, I think, what it was. And now I can execute that. And I've got the data. So in this case, I'm putting in the where. And notice my double quotes around the whole thing, so around the ID number I have just single quotes. Okay, because if I put a double quote there, it would end the double quote over there, and it wouldn't work. So around the ID number I have single quotes. Okay, if I take the single quotes out on the ID number, okay, I'm still getting it, because since that was a number, it didn't need to have the single quotes. Okay, I had them around it, but it didn't need them. And so that still came out. Either way, it came out with the same. Now, I've got two ways of doing this down here. The first way, I put it inside a table. So I set up a table, so I said echo that this is going to be a table. And basically that means send that to the browser, because that's what the echo does, is it sends it to the browser, and then if it's something to print, it prints it. So I said echo that it's a table, echo TR, echo the TDs, and that those are the rows I want in the TDs. And so it brought it out, then I closed the table. Another way I could have done it is just said, here's a table, here's I'm outside PHP now. Here's the table, here's the TR. Within the TD, I switch over to PHP, put that out, and then close the PHP. So I switch in and out of the PHP. And we saw that in one other example back in the PHP days. Okay, so that's why I'm seeing this twice, as I did it once one way and once another way. Yeah.
That's the same as doing the connector A of A and then.
Say that again.
All these files, all connector files, they all put up the same output.
You connect. Connector.
Name it up.
Oh, all these use the same database. Is that what you're saying? The same link path?
Yeah, is the output different in name than what they?
Well, they're all reading the same table. So, I mean, this one is a little different because I only go one record and that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just manipulating the data, and right now I'm using that particular table of that particular database.
Yeah, no, the manipulation, we have echo here where it's format where it's there, it's, you're using a table
and table rows. Well, both of them I'm using a table for this one.
Yeah.
Both of them I structured as a table, and I just like the structure of a table because it definitely, the TDs move it down the line. The last one I did it with a paragraph, I think, where it moved down the line. You could go with the division and move down the line, or you could throw in a BR to make it move down the line. You know, there's just a variety of ways of making it come out beneath. Now this one, I only had one record, so I don't have a loop because I only am retrieving one record because I'm going in by item number and item number is unique. So I am retrieving only one record.
I think my question is kind of that variable, the dollar sign row, then in parentheses. Zero, and then the next one down.
Okay, this is saying if nothing was retrieved. So if I'm saying if my SQLi number rows, there are a gazillion commands that you can start with my SQLi. Okay, and this is an official one that says if my SQLi number rows. So that tells me how many rows were retrieved or how many rows were gotten when I did the select. Now, ideally, I'm going to get one record. But if the ID was wrong, like when I changed the 1 to a 6, then I didn't get a record. And so I'm now testing, and I'm saying, okay, if my SQLi number of rows result equals 0, and if the result equals 0, then I'm going to put out a problem. Notice right before that, I put out an echo that said number, and there's the 1 there. That's what I echoed out, okay, because I did retrieve one record.
Yep.
And so I echoed out how many records I retrieved, and it was 1. And now I'm doing a test, but I echoed it out just so you could see how the test was going to work. And it says, if the result is 0, I'm doing something and then exiting. If it's not 0, then I just didn't even put notes on there because I just want to go ahead and process. Okay. So then I'm saying, okay, the result, my SQL fetch row, the result is going to go into row. And so now I'm saying, in row, show me the zeroth field, the first field, the second field, and the third field. So I'm showing all those fields. Now, we just looked at, up till now, MySQL fetch a row. There is also a way to put a soch there, an array there, and then you can fetch them in different ways. You can fetch them using the name,
instead of using the number. So if I have a bunch of fields and I know what the names are, then I can say associate, and then I can come down here and use the name as opposed to the number. Okay, but right now when I fetch row, I get the numbers. Now, the nice part about that, as far as I'm concerned, is I frequently can't remember the name. So 0, 1, 2, and 3 get me the fields without knowing the name. Okay? But in fact, I should know the name, so the other one should be just workable too. Okay? Because I should know the name. Okay, is this making sense? Okay. We're going to play around with some more of this on Thursday, and then you get to play around with it on the homework assignment, needless to say. Okay, we're done.
We've got 2 weeks to do it.
Yes, it's not vacation, it's